Okay, so my new series is going to be about effective communication, how to persuade, how to talk to people you disagree with, just overall communication between you and other people. Now, you might think you don't need this, but if you are in an environment that deals with people, whether it is an education environment, you're in school, it is a family environment at your home. You work at a job, a business. You're always going to have to deal with people. And the richest people and the most powerful people are those who know how to deal with people effectively. Presidents in the media age have to be charismatic. They have to know how to deal with people. Diplomats, cabinet members, they have to know how to deal with others. Managers manage people, so they have to know how to effectively deal with people. Andrew Carnegie, who was the richest man in U.S. history, who sold the first $1 million company, U.S. Steel, to J.P. Morgan, did not know a lot about the steel industry. He knew a lot of how to deal with people. So if you figure out how to effectively communicate with others and respectfully disagree with them without getting them angry, then you are more likely to move up in the corporate world. You're more likely to have a stronger family environment. You're more likely to have a better life because you know how to deal and communicate with people effectively. So once you find out how to do that, your life will take off. So this series will be about how to deal with people. And it won't be very long. I'm going to make these segments very short, maybe at the most 5 minutes long, maybe 10 minutes. So that way you get the gist of it and you can try to apply these principles. So now that we've talked about this, let's get into principle one. Principle one is how to get the other person to listen to what you propose and how to make it in their interest. Wouldn't it be great if you could convince someone to do things that you think are good for them and are good and is good for you? Well, the way to do that is to take into account what the other person wants. So when you want someone to buy your product, you want a girl to go on a date with you, whatever it is you want, the question you should be asking is not, how do I get them to go with me? It should be, what does that other person want? When you ask yourself that, then make your request have to do with what that person wants. For instance, say that you know a beautiful girl that you want to take out on a date. And you could ask her, hey, would you like to go out with me? But if you just want to get to know her and you know that she really likes Chinese food, you could go up to her and say, I'm aware that you really like Chinese food. What is your favorite Chinese dish? And she would explain to you and say, well, would you like to go to a Chinese restaurant one night since I know you're a big fan of Chinese food? You see, you make it about what she wants instead of what you want. Would you like to go out with me? Go to dinner with me. You see how that works? Another thing would be, say that you want someone to buy a gym membership from you. Start out by complimenting them and saying, wow, you're really strong. You must work out a lot. And say they are like, well, no, I don't. And say, well, imagine how strong you could be if you started to work out. Wouldn't that be great if you could bench press 300 pounds? If you could run without getting tired and be the most athletic guy at your school? The person will go, yeah. And you could say, well, with a little training, you could get to that point. You have the potential. And then you ask them about a gym membership, but you make it about what that person wants. And that's how you do it. You make your request with what that person wants. So the next time that you want someone to do something, go to an event with you, buy your product, go on a date with you. Make it aligned with that person's interest and ask them if they want to do what it is that aligns with their own interest. So ask yourself, what does that person want? And how can I make my request align with what that person wants?